two models starting at $239. Stop in to Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday edition. Talk around begins now. I'm liking this Wheel of Meat thing we do in the 8 o'clock hour on Wednesday, too. I just want to be straight up with that. Listen for that next Wednesday, too, brought to you by KBMW and Econo Foods. Well, we're going to move to, this guy's no stranger to state politics here in local politics. Jason Eikamp in studio with me this morning. Jason, good morning.
Well, thank you for letting me on today. It's always fun being on KBMW.
Absolutely. I was trying to think the last time you were here. It's been a while.
I believe I was running for the 25th House after we got redistricted out.
And now it's the superintendent of public instruction.
Superintendent of public instruction, yes.
Okay, what drove you to get into to that race, Jason?
Well, when I was a state senator, I've read the Constitution before, and it clearly states that the state shall provide free education for K through 12 and can provide secondary education or post-secondary education, as they call it now, with tuition. And it also states that you cannot use property tax to fund state obligations.
And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's been kind of it's been kind of contentious within the state. Tell us more about this.
Absolutely. And, you know, this has nothing to do with the ballot measure that's on the ballot coming up in November. This is actually something that when I was a state senator, I put a bill in to get rid of the mill levy for schools. At the time, the state was paying about 60% of the cost of schools. Right now, they're paying about 80% of the cost of schools. But the Constitution clearly says that they should be paying 100% of the cost of schools. And so I put a bill in to get rid of the mill levy, and I was told by my majority leader at the time that that was not a good idea and that they were very upset I put that bill in.
So what's the number one blowback on this? Where's the resistance?
The resistance is from the people who like to collect money from you and then spend it.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. And that's where we're at out in Bismarck.
Okay.
And quite frankly, they redistricted my district, District 26, out to Watford City on purpose. And, I mean, you will hear this from Democrats. You will hear this from Republicans. This is not a little-known fact.
And it's not a partisan issue?
It's not a partisan issue.
Okay.
No, okay. They want the money from you, and they want to spend it. And so they didn't feel that I would run for superintendent of public instruction. And so there are more reasons why I'm running than just this, but this is the number one reason that I'm running for superintendent of public instruction.
All right.
And just so you know, the head of the NEA and the present superintendent of public instruction, they both say and have said on the radio that they like property taxes. Mm-hmm. So I like property taxes for our sheriff because I don't want him to have to go out to Bismarck and beg for a budget.
Right.
I like it for the county, the state, the county, the townships, the fire, the ambulance. That's what it was made for, but it was not made to run the schools in the state of North Dakota.
When did this kind of veer off in that direction?
It's over 30 years ago.
Okay.
I have not looked up the exact bill, but I said it's been getting worse and worse. Right now, the schools on your property taxes take 45% to 55% of your property taxes, and it's up to 60% in the Fargo-Moorhead area. So whether you rent, own, you're paying property taxes. People who rent offices, apartments, they're paying property taxes. It's in their budget for their payment.
Okay. What are some of the other things on your platform outside of this?
Well, you know, education has really taken a turn for the worse since 2011. The legislature, see, they always talk about local control, but the legislature can circumvent local control and actually hamper you if that's what they want to do. And so they passed a thing called CRT back in 2011. And ever since then, our kids have suffered grade-wise. The costs are going up. It's been a real mess. And they tried to change it in 2015, going from CRT to SEL, but side by side, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just by a different name.
Right.
And so we need to go back to the basics. I have a stat here. 30% of fifth graders, they can't read a sentence.
I was going to say, where are we at, you know, status-wise as far as our education and accelerated education?
You wouldn't believe some of the stories I'm hearing. Parents, they don't realize that this is happening because they believe that their kids are getting a good education. I've heard many stories from people who their kids get a job, they want to go take their kids' check in and deposit it, and the kids can't write their own name because they're not teaching cursive in a lot of areas. And so their kids can't sign their own names, they can't read a sentence. We're just wondering what they are able to do.
How much of that is technology? How much can we blame on technology?
I believe that we can blame a lot of it on technology. There's a lot of studies coming out right now that until a kid reaches a certain age, they shouldn't have a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And the classrooms are being, you know, put into disarray because of smartphones and things like that. A lot of parents want their kids to have a phone. I don't have a problem with that. You know, they got these burner phones out there that they can still receive a phone call. The studies are all telling us that technology is hurting kids.
Right.
And it is. And so we need to do something.
So get out and vote. You know, that's the most important thing.
That's the big thing.
And again, if people want to know more about your platform, is there a website they can go to? How can they find out more?
Absolutely. My website is Jason Heitkamp, the number 4, nd.com. So Jason okay. Heitkamp, nd.com.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Come back and see us again. We could talk for a while. We're out of time right now, but
come back
anytime.
I will. And thank you very much.
You bet. Good to have you in studio.
Yep.
All right. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here. So my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. Shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off. Showed your photograph and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust." Oh, how fast can I